And now, friends, it's time for us to pay a few bills. Songtrust is the world's largest technology solution for global music royalty collection and publishing administration, enabling 205,000 plus songwriters and more than 26,000 publishers to collect their publishing royalties worldwide for over 2 million copyrights. Be sure and visit songtrust.com/pubcast to take advantage of a 20% off discount for a one-time registration just for listening to the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. And now, friends, let's get on with the show.
Hey friends, it's your host Tim Hunzi with the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. And in this next to last mashup, we compile a few of our favorite clips from our guests on their most frequently asked questions. We bring it back to our first episode with our guest David Israelite with the NMPA.
I get this one a lot. I would like to ask some guests, like, what are the most frequently asked questions you get at this time? Probably MMA, Peloton, that I'm just asked. But is there any questions I might have missed that seem to come up pretty frequently for you in your daily work?
Well, for people that, you know, aren't in the publishing industry, they always want to know about who the writers are that are nice and good people and who are the ones that are not so much. It's incredible how often I get that question from people that are just fans of music, and if they think you have some insight into the people, they really want to know about the people. I mean, I think it's hard to underestimate the amount that people care and love and are interested in music. If you look at almost any metric, whether it's who gets followed on social media or what drives conversations, music is so big, and it becomes, you know, a component of so many other people's business that sometimes you forget it all goes back to that initial creation of songwriters working together to create songs. And so I get a lot of interest in the people behind writing the songs. And then, you know, there is a lot of interest when people finally get their head around the idea of the different writers than the artists. And just coming to grips with the idea that so many times they think the messaging they're getting from an artist is from the artist's heart or mind, when in reality it came from a different songwriter. And that becomes a topic of conversation with a lot of people that are outside the music business. For people that are in the music business, you know, a lot of talk about where we go next. Where are, you know, just a few years ago, wasn't that long ago, that none of the current interactive streaming companies were doing interactive streaming. I mean, in a matter of just 6-7 years, the entire landscape has changed. And so to look ahead, what does that look like 6-7 years from now? And what are all the possible applications of music? And how can we think ahead to not find ourselves in the same place we were early on with digital music, where we somehow were part of the problem of making it work economically instead of part of the solution? And that's something I think people within the industry focus a lot on. And I'm very proud to say, I think the publishing industry has really stepped up to the point where they are looking for ways to help new models succeed. And that wasn't always the case, as you know. And I think the attitude now is very different. It used to be kind of, you have to track me down if you want to use my music, and I will maybe look for a reason to say no. And now it's about, how do we work with you to make this new income stream work? And examples of things, you know, like how we solved the SoundCloud problem or the Facebook issue recently, are good examples of that, of where the publishing industry gets it. And they're looking to help be part of expanding the economy in terms of the songs. In this next clip, we have the entertaining Thalia Ewing and Nene McCarley, founders of Not Just Country Music.
So one of the other things I like to throw out there is ask, what is some of the most or one of the most frequently asked questions that you guys get? Because you're around a lot of different creatives in these seminars and panels. What's one of the most asked questions you guys get?
I think for me, it's like placements. Like, how do I get placements? You know, what do I do? Most people just don't know what to do with their product other than just releasing it, you know, in album form and performing it. So that's the most, I think, for me, what I get is how can I, and that's part of the mission, is to educate them on how you can make more money. I always say it's like a bucket, right? And you just want to be able to collect the pennies from this stream and the pennies from this stream and this stream. And I'm going to help you facilitate that wherever you are in your career.
She's the bucket holder.
The bucket holder. I like
I'm the
it.
Bucket holder. That's right.
Yeah. So the one question that I get from songwriters is how to develop catalogs. So because of my background in sales and marketing, the light finally went off while I was approaching songwriting wrong. I was only approaching it from creative. And so I was losing my sense of business and productivity and goal setting. And so I implemented strategies that I learned in corporate America to get me back on track with, okay, yes, it's creative, but at the end of the day, we got to make some money, you know?
Yeah.
And finding ways to do that. So that's the number one thing, is like how to build that team to really get to the end of that, get a product that makes sense for the market. And the second one is how to get placements, whether that for songwriters is with artists, how to get placements with local artists, how to get placements with up and coming artists, because I've been able to do these things. And I, by the grace of God, I'm not any different than anybody else. I just have a vision and I have a great faith life.
Yeah.
And hard work. And sometimes the stars just align and things work out. So
amen to that.
In this next clip, we get a solid A&R perspective with our friends Daniel Lee and Noreen Trunier.
All right, another one I like to touch base on is frequently asked questions. Other than how to pronounce your last name, Noreen, at your current place, what are some of the most frequently asked questions you get in doing all the cool things that you're doing?
How to get a pub deal is probably the biggest one, which is like the million. There's million answers, but. But yeah, I think it's owning your superpower and being a ninja at something is the best way to get a pub deal. I feel like most companies, there are slots, and if you do this one thing really well, then there's always gonna be a place for you somewhere. I think a lot of people try to do everything and be a producer and a writer and an artist. And if you're not amazing at one of those things, I feel like it's pointless.
That's good. I use the word, I always tell them, just trust your voice. Every writer, creator has that one voice inside them that makes them unique. You don't have to be an artist to have that. But I might steal superpower. I'll borrow it. I'll give you credit. Did you steal it from Daniel?
Yeah.
I like it. That's really good. What are you thinking, Daniel?
I would say it's just I mentioned sort of used the analogy earlier of starting the engine, but how do you do that from a career standpoint? Meaning, I think a lot of people understand that, you know, play listening carries a certain weight and social media carries a certain weight, and yeah, labels can bring a lot of value, but mostly if engaged at the right time. And what is that right time, and how do I start some sort of movement so that somebody cares enough to come and help me? And it's tricky because it can be very much a chicken and an egg type conversation. And I think what I encourage them to be mindful of is that for a period of time, you will have to push on all of these things. And as you're pushing on one of them, the others will start to slide back on you. It's okay. If you take a week and really just buckle down on social media, then you're probably not going to write songs that week. And that's okay for a minute, because eventually you'll get somebody else on your team and they'll help you to push, and then you'll attract somebody else. And eventually you can get to the point where there is no more backsliding. Everything is moving forward at the same time in the same way. And getting to that point just requires faith, honestly.
Are you curious about sponsorships? Let's hear what Laura Lynn and Jessica Linthicum's most frequently asked question is.
The next one I like to kind of bring up, which again, you guys being more broad than most of the guests I have, because you guys deal with so many different things, is what are some of the most frequently asked questions you get?
From the artists?
I would say this would probably be from the artists, and the sponsorships may have some too, but it seems like it'd come more from the artist side.
They say, so you're going to do it all for us?
I think they said that to all of us. Hold on, that's what they tell me. So you're going to do all that?
We just forward you the Instagram message and the Facebook message from these companies, and you talk to them, and you get to be the bad guy? Yeah, we prefer that. We don't want you touching it.
Yeah. I think we also get a lot of how does so-and-so have this and I don't? That's probably the biggest question I get, because artists tend to look at other artists and want what they have, or think that they should have what they have or could have what they have. And just remember that there's so many underlining things to everything out there, that just because an artist that is, you know, somewhat at your level has something you don't, it could have been a friend of a friend. It could have been they're getting it for free. Like, don't always assume that artist is getting the better deal or the why do they have it and you don't. Just focus on yourself and what you can get and what's authentic to you, not what everybody else has that you want. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I guess I answered the question that we get.
I think we all have that same sense of if you look at Instagram, you're like, why are they invited to that party and I'm not? Mm-hmm. Why are they that? Natural human instinct, I think. Yeah. So, yes, and we all know there's a million ways to get to where we're going here in the music business, for sure, and entertainment.
Sure. If people are like, you know, I want to get on the red carpet, how do I do that for XYZ event? We're like, okay, well, give us something to use. You know, are you bilingual? Can you represent, you know, maybe speak Spanish on a different, you know, podcast or streaming entities platform? And maybe that's what will get us to get you on the red carpet, which is a recent conversation we've had, right?
Yeah.
Finding other ways to get these new up and coming artists to have red carpet exposure, right? Which is a good press piece for them.
It's not always them being able to walk or qualify for the red carpet. It's like, well, can you host for a small channel that... Mm-hmm. You know, needs a host to cover the red carpet. Can you, for one of our partners on YouTube, can you be the host that interviews the artist? It can still get you on the red carpet and gets you a ton of content. So that's the conversation we've had lately with how do we get some of those younger artists on there that don't have a top five and qualify to walk the red carpet?
Just make sure you know how to do that. I've seen some pretty cringe-worthy guests or, you know, speakers on some of those where I'm like, you did not do your homework.
Yeah.
Which people probably say about me and my podcast, but that's all right. I'll take the heat.
As we wrap up this episode, I sure hope you found the answers to your frequently asked questions. And now we close out this episode with Anna Bond with SongTrust.
Last thing I touch on is, what are some of the most frequently asked questions you get? Or do you have one that like tops the list that you get frequently?
You know, that's a really good one. I mean, people are always wondering, you know, is there any transparency as to what's potentially out there to be collected? And, you know, there isn't exactly. I mean, we have a tool on our website called the Royalty Estimator. We use Nielsen data to kind of, you know, estimate if you have never collected on these songs, here's how much money could be out there. It's a range, you know, it's based on the different types of streaming memberships, et cetera. But, and that's a big question, but otherwise there really isn't that transparency out there. It's not like, I don't know, there's those websites where you can go and, you know, enter your address and they'll say, oh, the state's holding funds for you. We'll send you a check right now. There isn't that for the publishing world, but, you know, if you get an administrator, they will go after whatever seems like it might be out there. People ask a lot of really basic questions. People ask about neighboring rights all the time, which I know we don't have time to go into. And, you know, but I think really, really the main question is kind of like, what's the difference between SongTrust and a traditional publisher? And, you know, what might be out there for me to collect?
I get that a lot. What does such and such make? And it's pretty varied. I've just done it long enough. Yeah. I'm a pretty good guesser, is what I like to say. But there is no curtain you can really look behind and get any exact number because they're all so different, the ranges of money that you get paid.
And the numbers themselves are so fluid.
Absolutely.
There's always going to be a discrepancy, but you know, we have a lot of data and hopefully we can get close to it and at least let people know, hey, there might be, you know, we think there's between $500 and $1,000 out there for you. So that's worth, you know, signing up and trying to get your hands on.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform and follow us at AIMP Nashville to keep up with news, events, panels, and even new episodes. The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is created by executive producers Del Bobo and Tim Hunzi, producer Brandon Harrington, mixing and editing by Casey Porter. Thanks for listening and supporting the AIMP Nashville Pubcast.